This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Happy New Year again to you. I believe that this is going to be your best year possible, especially if you do some of the things that we've been teaching. I hope you're planning on getting into, if you haven't been in church, or listen, honestly, if you've been in the wrong church, if they're not teaching you the Word of God, if you're not hearing that you can know and do the will of God, you need to find you another church, because churches are supposed to preach the truth, right? Now, we've been talking about how to do the will of God, and about making changes to the will of God. Now, again, how do I evaluate what changes I need to make? First, I find it in the written word. Second, I find it in the God's will for my life. I hold up God's will. What is God's will? And then I'm steadily, every day, making choices to get me further and further into the perfect will of God. Okay, but what's the key ingredient to that? One, I have to know what the word is, and two, I have to know what the will of God is. And we spent a lot of time talking about that, giving you some tools. Remember, one of our free offers is we've got some prayers for you to specifically help you get into the Word of God and pray God's Word over you so that you can know the specific will of God for your life. Now remember, the general will of God is the written Word. Now we talked about the first three major changes anybody needs to make. First, that Jesus be your Lord. And listen, that's an ongoing process. You know, last year the Lord told me that He wanted me to go to Japan and minister and stuff. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. Now, in that instance, I have to be honest, He was not my Lord, because I was acting like I was the Lord and telling Him no. And I had to make a correction. People say, you did that? Absolutely, I did that. Been in ministry for 20-something years and did it. And so, all of us have to work on that, but some more than others, okay? The next thing is that you need to know God's will for your life. Find out what it is if you don't know it. Third thing is you've got to do the will of God, all right? And it's not automatic, and I want to look in this, and remember, there are several aspects to the will of God for your life, and if you've missed any of these teachings, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and our partners have made it possible for you to listen to these things over and over again. Also, another significant change, if you're not in a local church, you need to be in one this weekend, right? And we've talked about that. In South Florida, come to ours. If you're not in South Florida, there's plenty of other good churches around the United States, and if we can help you with that, we will, but make sure they're preaching the truth. So, here in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Okay, so a wise person examines the way they're walking. Well, what are you looking at to examine it? Am I where I'm supposed to be, according to the will of God? Am I where I want to be as a person? Am I where the Word says I should be? And most of the times the answer is no. I'm not satisfied with the man that I am. I want to change. I want to do different. I want to walk further down the thing. Not to get God to love me. God's already in love with me. None of this is to get God to love you. All of this is because, do you love God? I mean, ultimately, that's our motivation. Now, in your life, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That literally means to examine your walk. Your walk has several different facets, like we said before, right? I have the will of God as His child. I have the will of God as a husband. I have the will of God as a son. I have the will of God as a dad. I have the will of God as a minister. I have the will of God as a friend. There's the will of God in all these different areas of my life. We like to say it like this: there is a will of God for you in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Right? Spiritually is involved in spiritual things. my knowledge of the Word, my knowledge of God, how much God is able to utilize me. So, is my mind renewed to the Word of God? Do I think in line with the Word of God? Do I have control over my emotions, or do my emotions control me? Am I learning? Am I growing in my knowledge, not just of God and His Word, but of the world around me, right? Body, am I physically where I need to be? Am I in shape? Am I out of shape? Am I overweight? There's victory area in each of those lives. Financially, am I out of debt? Am I able to fund the gospel all over the world? Am I able to give to those that are in need? Am I able to be, you know, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, right? That means that I have enough at the end of my life that my grandchildren will be blessed, right? And socially, how am I as a friend? How am I in my community? Am I investing in the lives of others? All of these have different goals, okay? And so you need to examine your walk in each of those lives. Now, again, you can say, I'm going to be a better friend, but the question is, how? How are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to be a better friend. It's too ambiguous. And that's where we want to get to today, okay? Go with me to Habakkuk. You know what? Let's start in Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29:8. Now, I'm going to read it out of the New King James, and then I'm going to remind you what the King James says, because they're both true. They just say it in different ways. It says in Proverbs 29, you know, I thought it was verse 8. You know what? I'm going to have to look it up. I think I made a mistake here. Hold on just a second. What it's going to say is that my people, in the Old King James, it says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. It's 18, excuse me. 29:18. In the King James, it says, my people perish. No, excuse me. I'm quoting a different scripture. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's actually what it says in the Old King James. In the New King James, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Okay, now think about this. When you have no vision, the Old King James says that you perish. The New King James says, when there is no prophetic revelation or vision, my people cast off restraint. Well, how do those two go together? Well, if you have no vision, you will cast off restraint and you will perish. Your dreams will perish. Your desires, God's will for your life will perish. And ultimately, you will perish. Because you will end up, if you don't have a vision of Jesus as Lord, you're going to end up perishing, because you're going to give place to sin, and sin is going to destroy you. It won't be the judgment of God that destroys you. It'll be the death that is associated with sin. But here's the thing. If I sit here and say, I want to be a better husband next year, which I do, I think my wife and I have the best marriage of anybody I personally know, and yet I want to be a better husband. But if I don't have a vision to be a better husband, if I don't have a revelation from God, from His Word, if I don't have something specific vision as to what it means to be a better husband, I'm going to cast off restraint, and my vision to be a better husband is going to perish. People say, well, my goal is to be a better husband. Do you have a plan to get there? Well, no, I just want to be a better husband. Then it's not a vision, it's a fantasy. Well, I wrote it down. It doesn't matter that you wrote it down. It's a fantasy. It's a fantasy. How many of you have had these things? Think of your own life. You've said, I want to do better at this, I want to do better at that. And you don't have a plan. I need to learn to speak three languages. I got to have a plan, right? I've got to have a means to get there, because if I don't have a vision, I'm going to cast off restraint, and my vision of learning these three languages is going to perish. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, this is what we have to do. We have to make up our minds that we are going to get a vision so that our dreams don't perish, that the will of God for our life doesn't perish, so that we don't perish. You know, it's not God's will that you perish. Jesus specifically said that He has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, a couple years ago when Jesus told me that I was supposed to start doing miracles. You know, and I was kind of shocked about it, to be honest. And since then, we've seen multitudes of miracles. But I began to see the fact that God just loved people and that he wanted to give them miracles. That was the whole reason he asked me to do it. And since then, that was at the June of 2018, we have seen miraculous things happen all over the world. We've had miraculous testimonies. And today, again, it's Thursday, and if you have need of a miracle, I want to minister to you right now so that you can have your miracle. You need to get a vision of the fact that God loves you and wants you to have a better life. That's going to be one of the key components to you receiving your miracle today. Don't cast off restraint. Don't let the vision of God's miracle for your life perish. Okay? He wants you blessed. So I want to minister to you right now. I want you to know you don't have to send in an offering to receive this miracle. You don't have to do anything. You just have to receive God's love for you. Okay, right now where you are, I want you to think about what you need from Jesus. This miracle that you need. I want you to realize you do not have to qualify for your miracle, that Jesus is the one that qualified for your miracle. Now, I want you to lay hold of the fact that Jesus loves you and wants you to receive it. Now, just get quiet. Focus on Jesus and his love for you. Now, Father, I thank you that I've told them about your love. I've told them about your desire to help them. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the miracle-working power of God into their life right now. I thank you, Lord, that power flows out of me to wherever they are, whenever they're listening. It doesn't matter if this is 10 years from now. Right now, I release the miracle-working power of God to give them their miracle today. Jesus, you love them and you want them to have this. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. Now, I believe right now that you have your miracle. And I believe as you look around, you're going to be able to tell that God has done something miraculous in your life. Please go to KurtOwen.com and tell us about your miracle. We love you very much. Listen to these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@KurtOwen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@KurtOwen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.